Tonight, as you probably know, this is the 60th anniversary of the Riverside Summer Concert Series. 60 years, and every time I walk up on stage, I see the engraving over here at the corner of the band shell constructed by the Works Progress Administration in 1940, and I wonder if the men who worked on this back in 1940 could have imagined that in 2011 we would still be enjoying what they did all those years ago, and that it would really be the centerpiece for not just the Riverside Summer Concert Series, but so many events here at Riverside Park. I think it's safe to say that without the Riverside Summer Concert Series, that the band shell probably would not be here. And so with your support, we thank you for coming out tonight. And so to recognize the all of the people who have had a hand in making this what it is over the course of 60 years. We have a special recognition tonight, and I'd like to introduce the current coordinator of the Riverside Summer Concert Series, Ms. Barbara Pagano.
Thanks, Chris. This year is a very special one for the Riverside Summer Concert Series, and tonight I would like to give you a little background on how it all started, and to acknowledge some of the people responsible for its 60-year success. It started as the brainchild of two Oberlin graduates who had come to Findlay to start their respective careers. In the summer of 1951, Ralph Schell, who had joined the Findlay High School Music Department, and Alan Dudley, who was program director at WFIN, put together a community band to celebrate a Boy Scout Scout-O-Rama event held at Donnell Stadium. Well, they liked it so much that the following year the community band appeared for the first time at the band shell here in Riverside Park for a series of three concerts. Over the years, the series was expanded to include other musical groups from the Findlay area. For the next 26 years, Ralph Schell directed the civic band. Alan Dudley acted as the promotions manager and organizer. In the early years, the series was sponsored by the Republican Courier and radio station WFIN. When Alan Dudley died in 1983, John Hudson from Findlay College took over as coordinator of the series. In the early 80s, the Dale Dorney Fund, through the newly formed Findlay-Hancock County Community Foundation, took over the sponsorship of the series. In 1977, Clifford Height took over as director of the civic band. In the late 80s, the overseeing of the series was taken over by Tim Brueggemann in the Hancock Park District with a volunteer coordinator. The first was Ken Woody. In 2000, John Marshall took the reins, and in 2010, I was asked to fill some pretty big shoes. In 1988, Jack Taylor, director of music at University of Findlay, took over as director of the civic band, and is still with us today. The band shell was named the Alan P. Dudley Band Shell in honor of one of Findlay's favorite sons, and the Doherty Plaza was named in honor of Dick Doherty in 2004. The series continues today, running from mid-June to mid-August, with the Community Foundation, corporate, and patron sponsors providing Findlay and Hancock County the best of national and local music entertainment. Now, I would like to acknowledge a lot of people, past and present, who have been involved in this series, and every one of them is special. Chris Oakes from WFIN, who's our MC, who does such a wonderful job. Where'd you get to, Chris? Dan Rice from House of Hindenock, who makes it all sound so wonderful, Dan. Dan, take a bow. Margie Statler from the Parks Department, who does so much of the behind-the-scenes preparation. I could not do this job without her. She's great. Margie. Ken Woody, the first volunteer coordinator. Where are you, Ken? There you go. And right beside him, John Marshall, the second coordinator. Mr. Edwin Heminger, Chairman of the Board of the Findlay Publishing Company. Mr. Heminger, you have been with this for a long, long time, sir. Please stand up and take a bow. Thank you so much. Now, I could stand up here for another hour and talk about this next gentleman, but the minute I say his name, you'll know how much he has done for not only this, but for the whole city of Findlay. Tim Brueggemann, where are you? Well, he's around here someplace. Okay. And, of course, Jack Taylor, the director of our wonderful civic band. For 23 years, Jack. And last but not least, this series would not exist without the support of all our loyal corporate and patron sponsors, and especially the continuing support of the Community Foundation and the Dale Dorney Fund. And representing the Finley Hancock County Community Foundation tonight is the President, Kathy Kruchoff, Julie Brown, Ralph Russo, Lisa Haup, Pat Brown, and Chuck Younger. Please stand up, all of you. Finley, thank you so much. Well, we were hoping that Mr. Ralph Schell, the man who started it all 60 years ago, would have been with us tonight. But because of health concerns, he is 93 years old. He was unable to make the trip from Medina, where he lives with his wife and their daughter and her family. So we did the next best thing. Thanks to Bill Rice, program director at WFIN, last week we did a telephone interview with Mr. Schell that we'd like to play for you now. Mr. Schell, this is Barbara Hart from Class of 57. I am now the concert coordinator for the Riverside Concert Series that you and Alan Dudley started 60 years ago, and this week we are going to celebrate that. How do you feel about that? 60 years that's been going on that you started.
Well, that's a dream come true, I guess. We started out our career in Findlay, and the band has been a great part of it.
Yeah, and then you added other organizations as the years went on, but the civic band was always the core of it. It's wonderful today. We've got about 80 members in the current band under Jack Taylor, and it's just wonderful. But we wanted to commemorate your involvement in it, and actually we're dedicating the concert tonight to you. So I just wanted to get some of your thoughts and feelings on the whole thing. And, you know, over the years, you were the man.
Well, we started out the first year was at the Donnell Stadium for a Boy Scout Jamboree, they called it. And it was a big, long, like a two-hour program or something like that. But we didn't play continually. But I did a lot of work to get that first concert started.
I bet you did.
And then the next, at the end of it, it says, hey, this was fun. Let's keep doing it.
Wow.
So that's how we started. And first few years, it was about 35, and each year keep growing. I think we got up to 100 pretty soon. I don't know how many years, but we're up to 100 pretty soon. And we had to expand the stage out of the band shell.
Yeah, well, it's still expanded. We still have the extension on there.
Well, great.
And we still use it. So, anything else that you can remember that you might want to share with the audience tonight?
When Jack took over, I remember he invited me back for a 50-year reunion. Mm-hmm. And then we got to go to Australia and Hawaii.
Oh, that must have been a trip.
Yeah, I went back. I said, Jack, can I become a member of this band again?
I'm sure you would have been welcome, sir.
He said, well, if it hadn't been for you, this band wouldn't have been here.
That's for sure. That's right. Well, now, I understand from Mary Jane that Mrs. Schell was an important part of all of this time. She was, they always say there's a good woman behind every man, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She put together every article that was in the paper. Quite a book.
That's a wonderful scrapbook that you had given Jack. We're going to be using some of the pictures and articles at the concert. We're going to have a big board on an easel and show some of those old articles and pictures. So.
Well, tell me something.
Yes.
You were in the band?
I was.
What age were you when you started in the band?
Let me tell you a quick story, Mr. Schell. I remember when I was in the fifth grade, I went to Lincoln School, and the kids that wanted to be in the band were to report to the lunchroom downstairs, where we met you and those little flutes that we had to learn how to play. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember the song flute classes.
That's right. Well, and I remember the white butcher paper on the tables, and we were all sitting around trying to master those silly little flutes. And that was the beginning of it. But do you have any idea how many thousands of kids that you have affected to love music and to play instruments? That is such a legacy for you, sir.
Well, thank you.
And we're very, you know, I'm very proud to have been one of your kids, actually. But you have. You've just been such an influence on all the music in Findlay, Ohio, and we're very proud of you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, can I talk to Mrs. Shaw?
I have great memories of Findlay and all the people in there, and advances happen. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad to be able to let you folks share your thoughts with Findlay again, and I wish you both well. I'm hoping sometime in the near future, Mr. Shell, you and Mrs. Shell can visit Findlay again, and so we can, relive some of those old memories in person. So thank you so much to both of you, and just know Findlay still loves you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
right.
Bye. Bye. We are making a copy. We're recording this entire evening, and we're going to be sending one to Mr. and Mrs. Shell, so they will be able to listen to this wonderful concert tonight also. We would like to recognize some of the members of the Civic Band here who were members of the band under the direction of Mr. Shell. Please stand as I call your names. Diane Adler. Sean Adler. Whole family's over here. John Adler. Bob Berger. Tom Swaysgood. And Craig Wyckoff. Wonderful. Now for this evening's concert, we are in very grateful to Steve Groman at Groman's Music for providing that wonderful, beautiful piano that's sitting over there in the corner. And I do want to call your attention to this board down here that I have taken some articles and some pictures of over the years here. So when you get a minute, as you're leaving, if you want to take a look at some of the things on the bulletin board, I think that's about it. So we start our concert tonight with Jack Taylor's Riverside Fanfare. 1996, the Flag City March, written by Jack Taylor, was proclaimed the official march of the city of Findlay. Here now is Jack Taylor conducting the civic band in his own composition, Flag City March. Thank you. George Gershwin was born in 1898 and died at the age of 38 in 1937. His unique style of blending classical music with a heavy influence of jazz was unprecedented at the time and still remains the standard that all modern composers strive to achieve. Tonight, the Civic Band will perform some of his best-known compositions. Strike Up the Band, a musical, was written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1927. It never made Broadway and was considered a flop at the time, but later critics decided it was ahead of its time and today is considered as one of the innovators of American musicals. This version was arranged by Warren Barker. Strike Up the Band. Bess was conceived by Gershwin as an American folk opera and had an entire cast of classically trained African-American singers, a daring choice at that time. It took many years for it to be recognized as the classic opera it is today. In it, you will hear favorites such as I Got Plenty of Nuttin', It Ain't Necessarily So, Summertime, Crab Man, and Bess, You Is My Woman Now. This arrangement is by Barnes, Porgy and Bess.
Thank you.
Gershwin is a montage of pieces in the Gershwin style arranged by Warren Barker, who was the principal arranger for most of Gershwin's compositions from classical to jazz. The composition Gershwin includes fascinating rhythm, embraceable you, somebody loves me, someone to watch over me, and I got rhythm. The Civic Band presents Gershwin. Now, the highlight of the evening, Rhapsody in Blue was first performed in 1924 by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with George Gershwin at the piano. The composition was orchestrated by Freddie Griffay. Rhapsody in Blue established Gershwin's reputation as a serious composer and has since become one of the most popular of all American concert works. Tonight, we are honored to have as our guest pianist, Miss Kelly Lewis, who has been an accomplished musician for almost four decades. She's played saxophone in Findlay and Fostoria community bands, as well as piano and organ accompanists for St. Andrew's United Methodist Church in Findlay, as well as in Albany, Georgia. She's currently accompanist at University of Findlay for recitals, and accompanist and orchestra member for many stage functions. It is our great pleasure to present Ms. Kelly Lewis, accompanied by the Findlay Civic Concert Band playing Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you. Thank you.